Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football goes back on the road this evening, set to take on the Cameron Dragons on the road. We're talking with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, also joined by senior running back and linebacker Gavin McAtee. And coach, a chance to rebound tonight, another MEC battle against a Cameron team that's making strides, trying to get better. The record doesn't reflect that, but still should be a good game on the road tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the unique thing about Cameron is the style of play that they'll bring to the field tonight, and that's a direct correlation to Coach Bell, Wes Bell. He's been with that program now for, I believe, this is their third year. And when you do that, you know, they're a flexbone style on offense and then kind of a blitzing and attack style on defense. And when you bring in schemes like that, it kind of takes some time to get, you know, your schemes, you know, the players to know them and everybody else kind of bought into it. And they're doing a good job. It's just the record hasn't really reflected it this year. And they've played some larger schools and, you know, tough schedule as well, and playing, you know, a couple schools like St. Pius already, and they've played Warrensburg, and those are some good opponents. So their record may not reflect it, but they definitely pose a lot of options and within their option game.
And Gavin, this feels like one that won't catch Maryville by surprise. Just the fact of a year ago, it's homecoming and it's 7-0 at halftime. The Spoofhounds win at 21-0, but they've shown some toughness and some grit, and kind of like Coach said, that the record doesn't quite reflect of what this team's capable of.
Yeah, for sure. They're kind of that chew clock team that like to take half the quarter just for a single drive, and that just means we have to go down and make every drive count, you know. And we got to score every drive to beat Cameron. But I mean, if it doesn't result in that, I mean, we could definitely be surprised by this team. So hopefully that doesn't happen, and we can go down every drive and at least put some points on the board.
Does the approach change at all? Obviously, you want to come out and score every drive regardless of who you're playing, but knowing that value, that possessions are at a premium in a game like this, is there any different talk from Coach Houchins or anything about just the execution factor? We got to make everyone count.
Yeah, definitely. Every yard counts, he said this week, which really hit home because that's definitely what I believe in very much as a fullback. But he always wants us to fall forward for that extra yard because every yard counts. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely does count. And
well, and coming off of a tough one last week, too, we look at that game, you're on the road, St. Pius, on the road again. That's one that, all right, you lost, put it behind you, move on. How do you make sure that that game doesn't hang in your head and allow that one game a week ago to turn around and beat you twice?
I mean, honestly, right when we came back Monday practice, I think we were totally locked out of it, you know. We were pretty disappointed in ourselves by the shutout and, I mean, them just scoring so much. But I think we definitely knew that we needed to bounce back for this MEC game, and we had to play hard this week. So I think we're definitely ready for it tonight, and I don't think that hangs in our heads necessarily, but I think it still has some of us down. But I'm for sure that we'll get over it by game time tonight.
Coach, with a group like this and some seniors that have experience and a pretty large group overall, is this one that you kind of expected? The focus week to week, regardless of the previous results, it's going to be locked in on this Friday.
Yeah, this is a good opponent to do that with. You know, as Gavin mentioned, you know, it's you know, we talked about it, you know, not only, you know, immediately on the field right after the game, that, you know, one game doesn't make a season, and we've got an opportunity this week to really lock in and work on ourselves. And then what Cameron proposes as an opponent, you know, really forces you to have to be glued in. And as you mentioned, you know, last year and, you know, with the way our experience is with Cameron and playing them twice and recognizing that the second time we played them last year, we played a lot better, you know, and we took care of the details and the process in districts to kind of have a more convincing win, but we felt better about ourselves in district play. And so, you know, the recipe's there and the guys know it. It's just such a different curveball in today's style of football. It's fun, you know. It's option football. You know, a lot of defensive coaches, and I've said it for years, you know, you don't sleep much when you play option week and stuff like that. But when our guys do it right and we've got a recipe for it, it's enjoyable to watch us go play against the kind of a different style offense. And you know, I was watching a little bit of Air Force last night on TV, and that'll give you nightmares for sure. I'm glad we're not playing Air Force tonight, but certainly, you know, the way the style of play that they do makes you prepare a little different. So we've had a great week of preparation.
A former linebacker, and we're in with a linebacker now, and of course, there are different assignments, I guess, that come with option football, or is it just see ball, hit ball, and attack?
No, it's definitely assignment football the way we scheme it up, and it's every play when they do run the option, you have a dive option where the quarterback turns and hands it off to their fullback, or the quarterback can keep it. So you have a quarterback player, somebody that's assigned to the quarterback, or he can pitch it, which is one of their other backs that usually kind of goes in motion, and he's kind of running that arc behind the quarterback. So you have to have assignment for each one of them, and they're kind of magicians with the ball when they get really good at it. You don't really know where the ball is because they all carry out their fakes real good, and you know, you got to be really disciplined and kind of not guessing and thinking, oh, you know, the quarterback has the football in this play, and you got two people on it, and then all of a sudden he pitches it, and you're out of position, and you don't have anybody on the pitch, and they've got the ability to – they've shown it in Warrensburg and then even against St. Pius to kind of break a long play. So you don't want those long runs, but it certainly it forces you to be really disciplined.
Maryville High School football on the road tonight, taking on the Cameron Dragons. We'll have that game for you on KXCV, KLR, and WS, 7 o'clock. Coach, from the Maryville perspective, a lot of different backs with a lot of different styles back there. Of course, we see, for the most part, between the tackles, Gavin, you got Sadler View, Luke Allen, another bruiser, Cannon Creason's played well, Brody Shepard getting more carries. You've got a lot of different guys that can do a lot of different things back there.
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin's a great example of somebody that – you know, has really ran the ball extremely hard and had a lot of production, you know, in the first 4 weeks of our season and getting some yardage. But when you have that multitude of backs and the style that we play, it's extremely important and for them to all be unselfish. And Gavin's a great example of that. And Coach Houchin does a great job of, you know, instilling that in them that, you know, one of our big philosophies, we talked about Cameron's philosophy and option attack, and we really believe in our style of play, which is, you know, you can have, you know, backs that rush for over 1,000 yards altogether instead of a single back that, you know, may rush for 1,500 yards or kind of be a central star or an individual talent. We believe that those guys are fresher. We believe when you get in the fourth quarter, you got fresh legs. That's an important thing as we get into, you know, later on in regular season play and district play and playoffs, is to have fresh legs. And when you can spread the wealth back there, Gavin's a great example of somebody that really values some of my greatest Friday night memories are watching Gavin make two or three really good long runs down the field, get close to the goal line, and then somebody subs in and somebody else may get the touchdown. He may get the glory, but the first guy celebrating him is Gavin out there helping out his teammate.
Well, and Gavin, that's kind of a good transition to my next thought, too, of it's not easy for a lot of 17 and 18-year-olds to be able to do that, like, especially in today's culture, and that's a whole different conversation. But to be able to go the first couple weeks and not get your first touchdown, but leading the team in rushing and being right there celebrating your teammates, where does that come from for you, but also within the team, that there is that team-first mindset?
Just like Coach said, you know, we kind of like to spread the ball around, and I've really taken that to heart and not really wanting to be selfish of myself. And I get if we can have everybody kind of spread out instead of that 1,500-yard rusher, it's going to make defenses think a lot more than have to pick out just one guy to handle, you know, back there. So, yeah, maybe I didn't have my one touchdown until, like, week three, I think. But, I mean, I'm grateful for Luke. I mean, he gets in there just when I'm a little gassed and he puts it in. I mean, I'm forever grateful for Luke. But, yeah, I mean, it's just that unselfish behavior that I don't care who gets the touchdown. I'm not going for any scholarships. I just want to win the football game, and that's going to take whatever it takes to win that football game. So,
you're a fullback, you're a bruiser, but you're also old school. No gloves.
No gloves.
Have you considered wearing gloves?
Absolutely not. I honestly think that anything, sleeves, any scrunch socks, anything like that, I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and look my best, and I believe that all fullbacks around the country shouldn't look like that, but I mean, that's just me. I like to have two hands on the ball and just run through the hole and just keep that ball as safe as possibly
There is something to be said for just having that actual contact of feeling the football in your hands and knowing it's safe there.
Yeah, and then, like, also with, like, getting wet and stuff. I mean, I'm sweaty out there. I mean, everybody's sweaty out there. And, you know, that could have an effect on your gloves, and then, you know, you could lose the football pretty easily with that. And I just don't believe in them anymore. So, yeah, I've just kind of worked my way into just having two hands on it, just, like, really old school, and just putting my head down running hard, so.
He looks like Mike Allstott.
Well, I was going to say, you're throwing out fullbacks around the country, so we got to come up with a hashtag for that. No glove fullbacks or something.
Fullbacks are a dying breed anymore, I feel like.
I think so.
Not many. All right, Gavin, one thing more before we let you go. Coach mentioned before we got on, a multi-talented guy, right? We see you on Friday nights on the football field, but also very active in Spectrum. You got a good singing voice. Do you want to belt out any tunes?
Oh, man. Oh, this is such a big moment. What should I sing?
I don't know, but let's just make sure it's not a duet because Coach doesn't need to be singing on the radio show this morning.
All right. Let me give you a little something.
All right.
The kids are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know you've got plenty of young blood left in them. And bloody nights under pink skies, we taught them to enjoy.
Zach Bryan, how about that?
How about some Zach Bryan on your Friday morning?
That's what I was listening to on the way here, so that's the first time.
All right, that's good.
I was figuring I'd put you on the spot and you would say no. Yeah. That was awesome.
See, yeah. That's the way to start.
That was awesome. That was great. Coach, do you have anything you'd like to jump in with?
Absolutely not. My mom would be extremely proud that I did not represent the Web Corral on a Friday morning.
No Bob Seger today from
no
Coach
Bob Seger out of Coach this morning.
Guys, thank you for the time. That is Maryville Head Football Coach Matt Webb and Senior Gavin McAtee. The Spoofhounds play tonight at 7 on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.